G-Dub, get that man a Shevitz.
Hey, man, take off that kippah. This ain't Yom Kippur.
Fill that glass up with that kosher juice.
Hey, man, get out from under that chuppah. We need to listen to 97.1.
It's the Valley Stud. You know what time it is, player.
97.1. It's 8 o'clock. Time for hot talk.
Yeah.
Make sure the radio dial's in the right spot.
You know it
97.1, time for ear fun.
What?
With my two main men, Conway and Whitman.
8 o'clock.
All right, welcome, everybody. It is Conway and Whitman backstage at the Grammys. And this whole deal is brought to you by Warner Brothers Pictures' Michael Clayton. Coming to DVD February 19th. Look at that. And looks like, well, let's scan the room here. We've got a lot of adult film actresses here.
Yeah,
a lot of big bands.
Tara Patrick.
Yeah, some people who are on tattoo shows.
Yes, Kat Von Deen.
Yes, it's the best around here, man.
Hanson is here. I just saw Hanson.
Hanson's here?
Yeah. Zach Isaac and Taylor.
Wow.
And I think we're going to get show business's other Seinfeld, Evan Seinfeld, from the adult film world.
Oh, good.
With right. Tara Patrick. I think they're married, actually.
You know, the nice thing about Tara Patrick, we're going to try to grab here.
Nice thing is you can bang her. You know what I mean?
Dude, she was totally in love with Doug Steckler.
That's what I heard, and was Sam Phillips' roommate.
Yes. Yeah, and I guess her and Sam don't get along. So we'll have to investigate that.
Absolutely.
All right, yeah, and also POD is here as well. So it is. We're backstage at the Grammys waiting for some of these guys to slide by.
Yeah.
And here he is, POD. Hey, look at you, man. Nice to see you.
Sorry about that,
bro. Yeah, don't worry. I was seeing. Look at this.
Yeah, right. These mics are so sensitive. You just got to talk right into them.
Thank you very much,
and,
POD.
Forgive my ignorance. Who's who here?
My name's Sonny. This is Marcos.
Sonny and Marcos. So
Vocals
guitar. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. No, I'm very familiar with the band. Jerry's favorite band. Loves POD.
We're not your favorite band?
Oh, no. Listen. My favorite band is the Eagles because that's the last CD I bought back in 1972.
You know what?
I'm the perfect guy to have back at backstage of the Grammys.
Eagles. You guys are one of my favorite bands because I'm going to take you back in a time warp here.
Sir.
But it might have been 5 years ago, and you know what? It might have been 8 years ago. I was at the Tonight Show, and I believe it was your first performance on Jay Leno's Tonight Show. Do you do you guys remember that performance?
We were on there so many times. Like,
I think it was your first performance.
No, it was the first one. It was actually, it was, I think it was the Little Nicky, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was Little Nicky. We did a soundtrack song for Little Nicky, and they asked us to play, and it was our first time.
And you were terrific. And a lot of people don't know that POD is finds its roots in Christianity. Am I correct about that?
We're individuals, most definitely. We have a faith that is real to us. But again, you know, we don't want to sell that. That's not our selling.
Right. You're not a Christian band.
What is a Christian?
We have Christian.
Band?
We definitely have Christian roots, like in the sense like. U2 does,
right?
And that, but we're from Southern California, not Ireland.
So how does that how does that affect your songwriting and the making of your music? If you've got Christian roots, do you have kind of a censor or a filter that another band might not have?
No, you know what? We definitely. How many songs can be written that are negative about how sad you are or whatever? We're definitely a band that writes to try to uplift.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Cool.
And we don't like have a set formula. Hey, this is how we need to do things. It's definitely something that comes natural.
We grew up listening. I mean, the bands that we listened to all kinds of music, but it was always the bands that are saying something that lasted. Whether it was Bob Marley, you know, U2, Santana. The only thing with us is that we grew up in a hardcore environment. And
where'd you grow up?
South San Diego,
by the border.
But we love the intensity and just the aggression of hardcore and punk. That's the scene we grew up. So it was just, hey, we happen to love these musics, but we're not saying the same things as everybody else.
You guys grew up big 91X listeners?
91X,
oh, yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, 91X. I used to have all the shirts and hats and stickers.
Yep. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Are they still around?
They 91X? Are. Yeah, 91X
they
is
are.
Going strong.
Chris
yep.
Cantori, baby.
Yeah. Are you guys up for any awards this year?
Well, we don't have
like
a new record that doesn't come out till April 8th.
Ah, hell. Well, they can't retroactive it. I guess next year, then. Huh?
How does that work to be up for a Grammy? The record has to be released before
a certain time.
Oh, okay.
We consider ourselves the most nominated band for awards that never win anything.
We
so
win.
We're hoping to walk away with that one.
How many times have you been nominated?
Grammy, like 4 or 5 times. You know, MTV, a bunch, and stuff internationally, but.
Who won when you guys didn't? Who was the band that beat
Linkin Park. Foo Fighters.
Yeah,
maybe.
But you lose to those guys, and you probably feel like, well, it's Linkin Park. You know, it's
yeah. What are you going to do?
Right.
Foo Fighters probably pissed you off.
Foo Fighters saw good on their first tour ever.
Oh, really?
They opened for us.
Marcos, let me ask you an idiot's question. Okay. And I know. At some point, I knew the answer. What does POD stand for?
Payable on death.
Payable on death.
It's a banking term.
Yeah, I understand that to be the
case. They stamp it on a paper.
All right. You're gonna have to soak up that one a little bit and dwell on it.
I'm gonna have to sleep on that.
Where's Tron?
Trey, right here.
Trey. Hey, look at you, man. Look at these guys.
His name is Trey, so if you call him Tra, he might hit you in the nose.
That's all right. POD, man. You go out there and buy their new album. It's released on April 8th.
That's right.
2008. It'll be everywhere.
Is it downloadable on iTunes?
Yeah, and don't steal
yes,
it.
What isn't, right?
Well, some aren't, though, you know, buddy?
Yeah, and don't steal the music. Go out there and pay for it.
Right? That's right, man. Thank you, guys, man.
All right, take care, guys. Right, POD, everybody. Yeah,
yes,
you guys are major studs. Look at that, man. Nice to see all you fellas.
Nice to see you guys.
All right, take care.
Thanks very much.
Yes, Marcos, nice to see you. Look at that. POD, man. Very popular band, dude. All right, we're backstage at the Grammys, and I thought that guy was going to kick my ass for that.
He looked pissed.
Trump.
Yeah, he looked pissed.
This is Trey.
For a second, he looked pissed.
Oh, babo. For a Christian band, they were really they really got a lot of tattoos working.
Yeah, a lot of studs.
All right, folks, we are live backstage at the Grammys, enjoying ourselves, and going to take a... I guess Tara's coming over.
Yeah.
Look at this. All right, Tara Patrick,
Tara
everybody.
Patrick and Evan Seinfeld.
All right.
The industry's other
Tara
Seinfeld.
Tara Patrick, how are you? Have a seat, baby. Hey, come on. Sit down.
Have a seat.
All right, Tara Patrick. All right. And while she's about to sit down, I'll tell you that the show is brought to you by, the Palazzo Resort Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. All right, Tara Patrick.
Now, she'll probably be upset that Steckler's not here because she was in love with him.
Just pretend you're Steckler, dude. She'll go home with you tonight. All right. Hey, tell him about pictures later. Let's have him sit down. Hey, Tara, we're on live, baby.
Live.
Sit down. Enough of the pictures.
What are
you? How important was it to get a picture with Mr. Werpert?
Not as important as it
how
is to
dare
sit down
you,
with
Tara
you,
Tara Patrick.
Sorry.
Nice to see you, of course.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
And
too.
Mr.
How
Seinfeld,
you?
Nice to see you.
What's happening, guys?
And we have sort of a history. We've gone go back a couple
Don't
of years.
Don't tell everybody about our history that night.
And very in love with Doug Steckler at one point.
Wow.
I know. I like older men.
Yeah. Now, she, Tara Patrick is a very attractive actress.
Yes.
And
Radio does her no justice.
Oh, yeah. Radio, you have no idea.
You got to
check her
radio.
Out on Tara Patrick. You have your own website? Is it TaraPatrick.com?
Yep, it sure is.
And,
it's the most
check
unbelievable
her out.
Website in the world.
Is that right?
You know what? What are you, like Donald Trump? It's the most unbelievable website in the world. I'm telling you, you absolutely have to go to this website. It really, truly is the most phenomenal.
Whatever website Donald Trump has, with all the money he has, pales in comparison to what Tara Patrick has.
And you guys are married, right?
We're married, yes. 5 years we just celebrated.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Good for you.
Yeah.
But back when I knew you, back I guess that was like 10 years ago. Maybe nine years ago?
8 years like ago. That. I've only been in the business 8 years.
8 years? Wow.
I know.
She moved to L.A.
What are you trying to do?
But very in love with Doug Steckler. And Doug Steckler, I tell you, the guy was, the guy had a shot before you met, Evan here.
A shot.
Yeah.
A shot. Yes.
He had
yes,
a shot
yes.
at
I know
at
he
being,
didn't like me back.
I don't know what
he
happened
like
there.
He didn't like me back.
I know.
He was very cold.
Why would he not have liked you, Tara?
I don't know. He did not like me back, if I recall correctly.
All right. And Evan Seinfeld is with us. And Evan, where'd you guys meet, the two of you?
I saw him. He was on a show for 7 years called Oz on HBO.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
He was one of the main characters, and I saw him on the show, and I called HBO and told them I wanted to meet him, and they hooked us up.
Wow. It's been
and I thought
bliss
it was a
ever
call.
Since.
I said, Tara Patrick wants to meet me, right? Yeah, it's okay. So I never called her back, so she thought I was much cooler than I was.
Evan, have you ever had any interaction with the adult film industry other than your relationship with Tara?
Before I met Tara... Nothing really. I mean, I played in Biohazard for 20 years. So, I mean, I'd met some like B and C level porn chicks. You know, they end up, you know, porn chicks find their way backstage to rock concerts from time to time.
Yeah.
But nothing really to speak of. And I didn't have I didn't have a great impression of the business beforehand, you know.
I see. But Tara turn that around?
Well, Tara and I, you know, we own, you know, I manage her career and I run her film company for her, Tara Vision, and you know, we've built a pretty incredible business together. You can check out TaraTrailers.com is our trailer site, and we're, tonight's the X-Biz Awards. We have to juggle the Grammys and the X-Biz Awards. We're up for like 5 awards.
Oh.
She just hosted the AVN Awards in Vegas. And
wait, what are the other awards you're up for?
At the X-Biz Awards.
X-Biz Awards.
Which is like, we just won 3 awards at AVN. No, AVN was Vegas. She hosted the show for Showtime.
Wow.
But X-Biz Awards is tonight here in Hollywood, X-Biz Hollywood. And we're nominated for like 5 or 6 awards.
Oh, congratulations.
We'll probably win more at X-Biz than we will at the Grammys tonight.
What are you up for? X Awards are you up for?
Tonight we're up for Best New Production Company. Tara Patrick's up for number one adult star, of course, which she always wins. We have a movie that Dave Navarro directed for us called Broken that's nominated for Best Movie. And just a couple other things.
You know, I have to say to you, Tara, that I believe the Academy overlooked Reign of Terror.
Thank you.
You know what? And this comes from the heart. There's a film, Reign of Terror, that is a great, great film.
Do you own it?
And I do. And very entertaining on DVD, yet never a nomination, never an award.
How dare they
call themselves judges of entertainment and look and overlook that wonderful piece of art?
Well, thank you.
I agree. You know what? It's for the fans, so they can go to TaraPatrick.com and check it out. They can go to Tara Patrick's store and buy their own copy.
You know what I like about Reign of Terror? A lot of Asian chicks in
that.
Yeah.
It was all Asian.
And nobody's mad at that.
All right, Tara Patrick, also Evan Seinfeld, thanks for coming by.
You're welcome.
You guys are sensational. Come by. Nice to meet you.
Nice to see you again,
Tara.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you again.
Okay. Should we tell Sam Phillips you said hi? I know she was your roommate.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Yeah, we'll investigate that later. I bet you as much.
Or tell her I said bye.
Oh, all right. Okay. What happened between you and Sam Phillips, by the way?
Nothing. It was just a love affair gone bad.
All right.
Kind of like me and Doug Steckler.
All right, very good. Thanks for coming by.
Bye.
All right, there she goes, everybody. Tara Patrick, man. completely in love with Doug Steckler, and he turned it down.
Yeah. You know what I think she just said to me as she left?
What?
Doug Steckler liked me better.
Than who? Than Sam Phillips?
No, I think maybe than Sam.
Oh, than you?
Than me, I think.
Oh.
Oh, God, she's angry.
Yeah, what? No, she was. I think he was pissed that you brought up that movie.
Why? It's a great movie.
I don't know. He sort of got fidgety and wanted to get out of there.
I plugged one of her CDs. I know.
Listen, I'm not getting down on you. I'm just saying what they said.
Dude, I know it. They didn't say it. Did they say it? I said it.
He said he looked like, whoa. It's like, what's that guy doing?
Yeah, well, that guy buys porn, and that guy just mentioned your chick's movie by name.
Yeah.
That's a pretty solid plug in Los Angeles. So, you know, don't get uppity with me.
I'm not getting uppity with
you.
No,
not you, my friend.
Oh, he was.
Him.
All right, folks, this is Backstage of the Grammys, brought to you by, of course, the Palazzo Resort Hotel Casino in Las Vegas. And we are live on 97.1 Free FM.